USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Trump won't discuss transition until all legal challenges are settled. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany.
234 pages of affidavits publicly available in one county alone. These are real claims. These individuals deserve to be heard.
So far, the president has failed the majority of his legal challenges, including in Georgia, where a judge rejected efforts to block the certification of the results. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says he's going to uphold the law.
I have a duty under the laws and the Constitution of the state as governor, just like the Secretary of State does, and that's what I've been following.
Biden officially beat Trump by 12,000 votes in the Peach State. Wall Street closing lower on Friday, the Dow off by nearly 220 points to a level of 29,263, NASDAQ off by nearly 50 points to a level of 11,855, S&P 500 off 24. This is USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Cahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
You can get the best night's sleep of your life at the best savings you'll ever find. The MyPillow Premium Pillow is on sale right now. A standard or queen premium MyPillow, $29.98. King size, only $5 more. That's a $40 savings. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Also, great savings on all the MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
This week, 148 years ago, the first woman voted. The details from Val Dior in the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Election Day 1872, Susan B. Anthony walked into a polling site in Rochester, New York, and cast her ballot illegally. A federal marshal later appeared at her door to arrest her for wrongfully and willfully voting, a U.S. citizen arrested only for being a woman. She was ultimately tried and fined $100, nearly 50 years before women gained the right to vote. She never paid a dime of her fine, concluding in her trial that resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. President Trump pardoned Anthony in August on the 100-year anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
The Susan B. Anthony dollar coin was minted from 1979 to 1981 when production was suspended due to poor public acceptance, and then it was minted again in 1999. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
New regulations have been introduced by the Trump administration to lower prices for prescription meds. The report from USA's John Clemens.
Among the new regulations is the elimination of the middleman called pharmacy benefit managers, who some claim reduce the price of prescriptions, while others say these people are making a fortune. Dr. Merrill Matthews is the resident scholar at the Dallas Area Institute for Policy Innovation.
There are middlemen there who negotiate with the pharmaceutical companies, negotiate big discounts, pass some of those discounts on to consumers and patients, but they keep a lot of that money, and he's trying to get that middleman out of there and pass those savings on to individuals.
When Mr. Trump took office, he said he was going to lower out-of-pocket expenses for Americans. I'm John Clemens.
A federal appeals court ruled that Tennessee could begin outlawing abortions because of a prenatal diagnosis of Down syndrome, as well as prohibit the procedure if it's based on the race or gender of the fetus. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee enacted the so-called reasons bans earlier this year as part of a sweeping anti-abortion measure. The law was immediately blocked by a lower federal court hours after Lee signed it into law, but the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals will allow the state to enforce the reasons bans while abortion rights groups continue their court battle against the law. Get your news from us anytime, anywhere, on demand. It's on our website, usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.